It's Saturday morning. It's time for Double Dutch on Chin 97.9. Ja, goeiedag mensen, welkom bij het Double Dutch programma voor vroege vogels op de vroege zaterdagmorgen. Prettig dat u er weer bent voor uw wekelijkse portie Nederlands cultuurgoed, cabaret en kleinkunst. Deze week besteden we aandacht aan kleinkunstenaars die zich hebben bezondigd aan optredens in het Engels in Noord-Amerika. En deze keer is dat Herman van Veen. Hij toog in navolging van Toon Hermans en Paul van Vliet in 1982 naar Noord-Amerika en hij is, naar ik weet, de enige die ooit is doorgedrongen tot Broadway USA. Tussen 8 en 12 december 1982 trad hij op met zijn show Herman van Veen, All of Him. De critici wisten niet goed wat ze met deze man aan moesten. En ze waren dan ook niet erg onder de indruk. En de kritieken waren weinig lovend. Laten we zelf een oordeel vellen. Gaat u mee naar het Ambassador Theater op 8 december 1982. Het is 8 uur en het doek gaat op. Veel plezier.
Can't live if living is gathers evening, nor your face as you are leaving, but I guess that's just the way the story goes. You always smile, but in your eyes your sorrow shows. Yes, it's when you're 20, soon you're busy with three kids and time goes by. You quickly find out there's no time to laugh, not even time to cry. Between the dishes and the floors, your life belongs to all your chores. And when an earthquake hits the streets, you'll be ironing some sheets. Yes, she's alive, but is she living? Would you be strong enough to try to live her life and never cry? Day in, day out, time passed her by. The coffee boils, the kids are playing, and your husband's in his chair. Protected by his New York Times, the years are fading into air. You send the kids to school today, you watch them grow and move away. Why must the sands of time pour down? The photo of your youth turns brown. Yes, she's alive, but is she living? Would you be strong enough to try to live her life and never cry? Day in, day out, yes, she's alive, but is she living? Would you be strong enough to try to live her life and never cry? Day in, day out, time passed her by.
You're listening to Double Dutch on Chin 97.9 on your FM dial.
Sometimes I think all those soldiers who battle on hills and plains aren't buried under rows of white crosses, but rather fly the sky as cranes. They beckon us from times now long forgotten. Their distant voices echo as they fly. Is it these voices that make us stare and ponder as our thoughts wander through the sad, sad sky? There in the fading shimmer of the sunset, the weary flock of birds heads out to sea. I see an empty spot in their formation. Perhaps that spot is destined just for me. And when I cross the sky in that formation, soaring through the sunset's distant glow, I'll look upon you, those I've left behind me, and I will call you softly as I go. Sometimes I think all those soldiers who battle on hills and plains aren't buried under rows of white crosses, but rather fly the sky as cranes. They beckon us from times now long forgotten. Their distant voices echo as they fly. Is it these voices that makes us stare and ponder as our thoughts wander through the sad, sad sky?
Je suis comme un peu plus là, j'ai dit. Attention, dans ma poupe à qui est mon papa, mon maman, vous voyez ce comment tout le monde va jouer. Alors, là, on est de business, c'est de l'argent, je lui dis. Attendez ici, dans l'ambassadeur, voici moi. Alors, je parle à ma directrice de la banque, mon papa, vous voyez ça. La firma de record, vous voyez qui t'en. À ma bouche, tout le monde va. Attention, la publicité, vous voyez comment dans l'argent, la machine de l'hôtel de la population de Bouada. Un peu plus, c'est comment. Attention, vous voyez comment, 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 Attends son mari, puis pour eux, j'ai pour ma poule, et puis pour moi. Elles sont là, ma fille, ils sont entendues. Et on s'en va, pour vous, j'ai que pour, attends pour moi ça, une femme comme ma boue. Comme ma boue, ma poule, on s'entend, une maître comme ça, pour mettre en moi, c'est une femme. Alors, pour imaginer, elles sont comme ma boue, j'ai pas voulu pour qu'on s'en va. Là, ça, pour qu'on s'en va, Maurice Ravel. Oui, c'est pour moi un excellent componiste, mais moi tu pourrais ça. Maurice Ravel. Moi, son coup, tu sais, on a un autre homme, moi, qui parle à 100 ans, Claude Debussy. Moi, tu vois, Debussy, moi, tu commences, moi, tu vois. Excellent, moi, aussi, tu pourrais tenir de Paris, moi, je ne peux pas le commencement de Marseille. Moi, c'est un autre homme. Éric Satie, moi, tu vois. Et Éric Satie, moi, c'est un homme, pas plus, moi, j'y étais. Attends, ce moment, c'est en New York. Moi, c'est un homme, quatre de Philippe Glass. Oh!
Parade of clowns dripping with the sweat of earthly pain, moving through the crowds of plastic people quite protected from the rain. See the drunkard who hides his swollen bruises, sorrow is wearing a three-piece suit, how trim, so smartly grim. And all around kids are playing, gathered in huddles and splashing in puddles and jumping in holes, and mothers upset cause their children are wet, it's bad for their souls. Clowns are having a circus to raise money against the war. Painted fools who pass the hat for peace. Well, what else is money for? They pass the statue of a well-known thief of old, an everlasting monument to stealing gold. The clowns look up, they point their eyes at gloomy skies. Dogs bark and run through the park while God starts to roar. The thunder explodes all over the roads and tears start to pour. They pass the red light district, which is filled with giant breasts, $10 for all you can eat. Drink up your milkshake made of lust,
A meal served on the street from a car. A man yells out his order and stuffs his face with perfume glaze. And he's full, and vultures wait to fill that plate when he is gone. The streets are shining like silver mirrors, the city's berserk. And yet the clowns keep marching on to finish their work. Make way for a parade of clowns dripping with the sweat of earthly pain. Moving through the crowds of plastic people, quite protected from the rain. See the drunkard who hides his swollen bruises. Sorrow is wearing a three-piece suit, how trim, so smartly grim, that all around kids are playing, gathering huddles and splashing in puddles and jumping in holes. And mothers upset because their children are wet, it's bad for their souls. And stripped them all quite bare. We were there, we drank the rain, just you and I, then found some leaves to keep us dry. I spoke, I broke your heart, I had to tell the truth. It was time to part. A tear fell, it has to be, nothing lasts forever. I was silent and you cried. Do you remember when my hand held yours in mine? Soon you would see I wasn't right for you. And through your tears you smiled and said, we'll see. It is fall again and raining. I'm alone, I find some leaves for shelter without you. And I cry. Do you remember when the wind enticed the trees and stripped them all quite bare? We were there, we
drank the rain, just you and I, then found some leaves to keep us dry. I spoke, I broke your heart, I had to tell the truth. It was time to part. A tear fell, it has to be, nothing lasts forever. I was silent and you cried. Do you remember when my hand held yours and mine? Soon you would see I wasn't right for you. And through your tears you smiled and said, we'll see. It is fall again and raining. I'm alone, I'll find some leaves for shelter without you. And I cry.
Dat was de eerste helft van de show. Herman van Veen, All of Him. Herman van Veen on Broadway in het Ambassador Theater op 8 december 1982. Het is nu pauze. Tijd voor een kopje koffie of wellicht andere zaken. Tot straks.
To kill himself was the ambition of his choice. It seems this urge was something that a man was born with, the way some have a way with art or golden voice. And when the cherry blossoms showed themselves in springtime, he'd dream of suicide amidst a blooming tree. I'd have to say that that's a rather modest wish, for after all, our lives belong to you and me. He couldn't do it right away when he was little, so after school he'd sit and watch the trains go by. He would have loved to jump in front of all that power, to end it all, though he did not really know why. You see, he did not want to hurt his loving parents, so he dropped his precious thought each time it neared. To have a conscience is a blessing and a burden. Time after time he wished his conscience disappeared. And so he waited till his parents went to heaven, and he was lucky, for they died before too long. But he discovered fate was governed by strange forces. You see, to take his life would do his new wife wrong. He kept a giant jar of sleeping pills beside him. He knew how many it would take to end his life. But every time he counted out the proper number, he looked across the bed and saw his loving wife. Some years went by, his wife grew ill and soon departed. Much to his sorrow, he still couldn't end his days. He couldn't sail into that long-awaited harbor, because he had a son and daughter still to raise. But the poor man's patience slowly started ebbing, and he dreamt of drowning in a nearby lake. And when he chose the spot where he could end it all, he prayed to God, "Please, it's just one life to take." and soon his children, all grown up, had moved away. One night he left his house and had it on his mission, but at a bridge he found a dog, a sickly stray. At first he wished that he could kill this new companion. Instead he cared for it until the very end. And as the old man neared his deathbed, all he thought of was what will happen to this sickly, stupid friend. Not long ago there lived a man with one desire, to kill himself, a funny goal and yet so real. One could imagine many reasons for his longing. As for myself, the urge is something I don't feel. Oh, to fulfill one's precious dreams is so essential. To live without a dream's like breathing without breath. But all the same, everything worked out quite well. The poor man died very judge dispenses law. His left hand trembles unaware of what the judge stands for, and yet his right hand knows what's fair, and everyone accepts his word. He knows what life's to say. His verdicts can set free a coward or condemn the brave. Cowards live because they're clever. Heroes die and live forever. The scared man wants to fly. An
an angel who seeks God in air. His life told him a lie. His precious wings were never there. And when this bird took off in flight, his heart no longer cried. Existence was his downfall, so he looked and leaped and died. Cowards live because they're clever. Heroes die and live forever. Is sinking fast. He cannot swim and starts to drown. His time to live has passed. So people watch as he goes down. A man with 7 children has to hurry to his wife. He'd love to be a hero, but he couldn't risk his life. Cowards live because they're clever. Heroes die and live forever. Leaders all learn Braille. They have to, for they all are blind. They buy their truth on sale. Good bargains aren't hard to find. They never go out in the street for fear that they'll be shot. They hide behind an image, looking just like who they're not. Cowards live because they're clever. Heroes die and live forever. Cowards live because they're clever. Heroes die and live forever.
My name is Leo Hashtag. You're listening to the Dutch Show on Chin Radio, 97.9 on your FM dial.
een heerlijke vakantie. Ik kom helemaal tot rust.
Het is hier heerlijk. Je hebt hier prachtige bloemen, schitterende bomen. En 's morgens word je wakker gemaakt door het geluid van fluitende vogels. Ik zou hier wel eeuwig kunnen blijven.
Bent u ook op zoek naar een rustige vakantie? Graveyard Holidays biedt u deze mogelijkheid. Graveyard Holidays heeft een aantal unieke locaties in Europa. Wat dacht u van de militaire begraafplaats in Brugge? Voor maar €349. En heeft u altijd alles naar het Spaanse Lloret de Mar gewild, zonder overlast van dronken jongeren? Op begraafplaats Zona de Entaramiento Reposo heeft u een vakantie waar u heerlijk tot rust komt.
Wij reizen al jaren met Graveyard Holidays. Zo zijn we naar Israël geweest en stonden op de begraafplaats waar Ralph Inbar begraven ligt.
En we zijn ook nog een weekendje naar Parijs geweest, heel romantisch. Stonden we op begraafplaats Père Lachaise, nota bene naast het graf van Jim Morrison van The Doors. Nou, ik als echte Doors-fan, nou zoiets is natuurlijk fantastisch.
We hopen binnenkort ook nog een weekje op vakantie te kunnen naar begraafplaats Soesterberg in Utrecht. Want daar wil Henk
Westbroek komen te liggen.
Wilt u ook op vakantie zo dicht mogelijk bij uw overleden ster of popidool zijn? Misschien is dan de Graveyard Holiday Celebrity Death Tour wel iets voor u. Zo ziet u voor maar €1.799 de Wisca River in Washington, waar een deel van de as van Kurt Cobain is uitgestrooid. Daarna gaat u door naar het graf van Jimi Hendrix, om vervolgens door te vliegen naar Californië, naar het graf van Frank Sinatra. We eindigen de tour in Memphis Graceland. En dit alles voor maar €1.799. Boekt u nu een vakantie bij Graveyard Holidays, dan ontvangt u een gratis badmintonset ter waarde van €169,95. Graveyard Holidays, voor een vakantie waarbij u helemaal tot rust komt.
Ha 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 ha
U heeft geluisterd naar All of Him, Herman van Veen on Broadway, in een opname van 8 december 1982 vanuit de Ambassador Theater in New York. De muzikanten waren natuurlijk allereerst zijn pianist Erik van der Werf, die ook de muzikale leiding had. Op de saxofoon was Nart Reinders, zoals gewoonlijk, en het gitaarwerk was in handen van Cees van der Laarzen. En daarmee zijn we weer beland bij het einde van het programma van vandaag. Ik hoop dat u een beetje leuk gevonden heeft. Bedankt voor het luisteren en ik zou zeggen tot de volgende week. Zelfde tijd, zelfde golflengte. Dag.